In 1990, a good friend of mine referred his most favorite patient, Ellie Lim, to me when he was leaving the University of Washington. Mrs. Lim grew up in Indonesia and brought her large 10-children family to the United States in 1968. She had advanced kidney disease and as a result needed to be seen in clinic frequently. Over the next 2 years, we got to know each other very well through our biweekly visits. She had a wonderful outlook on life and a great love for her family. She loved to bring Chinese pastries for me every clinic visit. She invited our family to her 75th birthday and insisted we sit at the head of the table with her. My daughter Carly was quite a terror back then, at age 6, but Mrs. Lim and her wonderful family ignored her missteps and made her feel like she was as loved as all of her 20 grandchildren. Shortly after her 75th birthday, she told me her greatest desire was to return to Indonesia for a visit. I was quite concerned about such ambitious travel because of her advanced kidney disease. She told me this was really what she wanted out of life. She had suffered a serious depression after her husband's death the previous year. Thinking of this trip brought her joy for the first time since her husband's death. I convened a family conference to see how we could safely get her to Indonesia and back. It was decided she would travel with her two oldest daughters, Sylvie and Tricia. I wrote a 3-page letter with medical instructions for every possible problem that might be encountered. She left with a plan to break the long trip up by staying in Taiwan for a few days. I received a distressed long-distance call from Tricia 2 days after they left for the trip. Mrs. Lim had reached Taiwan but had bad nausea, so Sylvie and Tricia took her to a hospital to be evaluated. The doctors at the hospital did not read any of the instructions I sent and insisted she receive urgent dialysis. She had a bad reaction to the dialysis and became severely confused. She was given some insulin, which dropped her blood sugar to 0 and caused her irreparable brain damage. When Tricia called, her mother was on a ventilator and not responding. The family insisted on air evacuating her from Taiwan to the University of Washington Hospital so I could take care of her. I explained to the family that the chance she would ever wake up was very, very remote. The family still insisted on having me take care of her. They told me that if she was to die, they could only accept it if I was with her when she died. The family pooled all their savings and resources to pay the $75,000 to have a medical company do the air evacuation. When she arrived, I met the family at the hospital and quickly saw Mrs. Lim. It was clear she would never wake up. We watched her for several days in the intensive care unit to make sure that nothing was changing. I discussed removing her from the ventilator with the family. They agreed that was the right thing to do, but had two requests. Firstly, to time it so that it was at the time that would allow her soul the best chance of reaching heaven as determined by the Chinese calendar, and secondly, that I would be formally adopted into the Lim family in a bedside ceremony before she was removed from the ventilator. The family told me that she had told them she thought of me as a son, and also she very much wanted a doctor in the family. She had so much wanted one of her 10 children to be a doctor. I was honored and touched by this, and in a beautiful ceremony, I became the 11th Lim child. The Lims have truly accepted us as full family members. We are consulted about family problems, included in all family gatherings, and invited to participate in family vacations. In times of celebration, the Lims are always there with us and are the first to comfort us and help heal us in times of sorrow or illness. Carly has 20 wonderful cousins now. She has gone from being from a small family to being part of a large family.